You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like Paris and Cannes.
Wow.
It has the four seasons. So it's like one of the favorite four seasons in the world in Baku. So yeah, you can go. I mean, you just got to know what you're doing, where you're going, and go with the right people.
Yeah. What's the... are you aware of what you'd have to have from a documentation point of view to go through this?
Yes, as soon as you see, I deal with a lot of my tour operators. They will tell us if we need visas and what have you. And they will process everything for you.
And you'd have to have all those visas for that Silk Road trip, right?
Oh, yeah. They would tell us what they have to do, and they would get the paperwork. Yeah, it's a long process.
Yeah.
It's not something easy to do. Even to go to China, like I was touching on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't go to China to say you want to go to China. You have to give them an itinerary, and it has to be approved, and that's how the visas are issued,
right,
based on your itineraries and who you're going with.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to just hop over there. Even if it's business, even if it's for a short trip, they want to know where you're going, where you're staying, what you're doing.
Right.
It's just the way it is. And a lot of people don't understand those restrictions. But even going to South America, there's a lot of countries there. You have to have a visa.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm
not. You just can't just fly to South America.
No, I'm sure of that. But
No. You got to get a visa there too.
So all right.
One country, Uruguay. Their visa is good for 10 years. Where a lot of the, like Brazil, it's good for the trip that you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's $160 to $200 every time.
Yeah. Well, when we went to, I think Moscow or Russia, we had to. It was cost us about that.
Yeah.
And we only had a 90-day window, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you really got to know what you're doing, and you really got to research it, and you got to plan for the inevitable. You got to say, okay, if this happens, you know, what are you going to do?
And that's an interesting game plan, because you're sitting there trying to deal with the visa, and then you all of a sudden found pretty good plane flights.
Yeah.
And you can't buy them. Because, or unless there's some insurance clause that'll let you get away with it, but it's very tough to negotiate.
Yeah, you just can't say you want to go. It just doesn't work that way. Yeah,
nope.
And even if there is a good deal.
Yep.
Good deal is you plan months in ahead of time to get the good airfare and to get the right rates. You know, otherwise, and to be safe that you got all your paperwork done, because you get over there, you may not come home. You know, it's just the way it is.
It is. I know.
You know, and the way things are going, you just don't know anymore. Who's going to have a threat? Who's not going to have a threat? What's going to get locked down? You have to be due diligent.
That's a great conversation we might have to have at some point. What you should do in terms of preparation if you did go on any of these trips, for if something unusual did happen between an international...
Right, that's why I like to work with reputable people who've been there and done that, know what they're doing.
Yep.
I don't want to take that chance of having a problem.
Yep.
I don't care, even if it's just going to Italy,
yep,
I don't want you having a problem. And
sure.
I know Italy because I've been there so many times. I have family there. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
They have strikes. They have bad weather. They have whatever. They have volcanoes erupting. You know, it's like, you got to know.
Speaking of strikes, I heard on the news.
New York today. I don't know.
All right. So when do we learn about that?
I don't know. I can't believe they're even threatening it for New York LaGuardia. It's just like, oh please. You know, I was like, don't do this to people.
Yeah. Well,
it's not nice. You know.
Yeah. Somebody's not paying attention
to
them.
This is crazy. And we never usually hear it. You hear about it overseas, but never here.
Yep.
So, who knows? It might just happen and it might not. It just might be something they wanted to get the union shook up.
What's the deadline? Was it today?
They didn't say. It was today.
Okay.
But they didn't say why. That's the other thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't hear any threat of it until, like, today. All of a sudden it just showed up. So.
Yeah, I thought, oh, no.
Okay.
It's like, But I think it's just somebody putting something out there to shake up the union.
Okay.
Who knows?
Very good.
You know, airways play a lot of havoc on things.
That's right.
And the other little thing that you, I know you've been curious about, the Bahamas is right around the corner from us.
That's right.
They have 16 islands and caves down there. Did you do much in the islands?
We were part of some type of a tour, so we're taken around to some of those on boats and stuff. But yeah, I couldn't tell you which ones.
Okay, well now the Bahamas is the official home of the swimming pigs.
Oh, I'm all excited now.
Yeah, you got to go to Exuma and Little Exuma to go swim and feed the pigs.
Okay, the swimming pigs.
Well, Exuma's got the Sandals Resort, which has got the fantastic golf course that's down there, and I loved it. I had a great time, and I loved staying in town at Good and Plenty, which is right on the Tropic of Cancer.
Okay.
And the rest hotel's got the Tropic of Cancer running through the grounds.
Wow. They put a little line there on the road, on the
right
carpet?
Right inside on the patio.
That's funny. That's funny.
They have it all set up, you know. Yeah. And, you know, everybody always knows Nassau and Paradise Island and Grand Bahama, which used to be Freeport.
Right.
But you got the Abacos, you got Eureka, you got Harbor Island, you got Andros, you got Long Island, which is an actual island, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Abacos is, like, for sailing and boating.
Okay.
You know, and it's on... Abacos is after Bimini. So if people are familiar where Bimini Island is off of the coast of Florida,
right.
You keep going, you're in the Abacos.
Okay.
Okay, so they have golf courses there. They have colonial towns like Green Turtle and Elbows Cay and a lot of eateries and bars. Grand Bahamas, you know, they got the Straw Market. They've got a few big resorts down there that you can get lost in.
Okay.
They have a lot of people. But, like, you know, Nassau on the Paradise Island, it's got, you know.
Yeah, you could just spend all your time just at the Atlantis over there.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to move anywhere.
That's what
you want to do, you know. But, like, some of the islands, you know, they're great for natural seekers, like Andros, kayakers, hikers. It's got the biggest natural location for bird watching, okay? Bone fishing, cliffs, coral reefs. That's Long Island, the island of Long Island. Boaters, anglers, and divers, you know?
Yep.
So you can go for horseback riding. It's got one of the second largest barrier reefs around the islands.
Wow.
And they have blue holes and caverns. There's a lot of stuff out there, you know?
Okay. We'll have to dig into that a little more detail next time.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I want to learn about the climate, because usually when you go in the winter, I don't know if it's that good a time to go because it's still a little cool.
Well, that depends on the jet stream and the water temperatures. Now, if you're going to do Bermuda, that I would be curious. But for the last 2 years, Bermuda has stayed warm all winter and had a nice, 60s and 70s that you can deal with. Okay, so if they're 60s and 70, the Bahamas are warmer.
Awesome.
But you don't forget, Bahamas is just above the U.S. Virgin Islands, and they're usually pretty warm.
Yes, they are.
So, it depends where you want to try to get there. And then you have...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Parenthood Medical Directors Council.
Don't lowball it.
Okay.
Tell me what you really...
$75 is pressing.
Oh, that's way too low.
Initially, Gator suggests $75 per specimen. By the lunch's end, Gator suggests $100 per specimen, which may not be enough, and concludes, let me just figure out what others are getting.
Do you have to have a contract? Do you have a contract over here?
We have a, yeah, what we've used in the past is a materials transfer agreement.
And towards the end of the video, Gator says if it's still low, then we can, quote, bump it up. I want a Lamborghini. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Getting too much sun can be harmful, but for some older people, avoiding the sun may be unhealthy as well. Dr. Ronan Factor with the Cleveland Clinic says a little sunlight can provide positive benefits for many elderly people.
Your muscle function, your bones, your cardiovascular health, your mood. There's even some links between sunlight exposure and improvements in cognitive function, particularly in patients who have depression.
Dr. Factor says the vitamin D that the sunlight provides may benefit our immune system as we get older. As one recent study points out, vitamin D also has a role in calcium and phosphate metabolism and may reduce the risk of colorectal cancer, hip fractures, or vascular events. The study found that because of these potential benefits, older adults may want to adopt a balanced approach to sun exposure.
If you have a known history of skin cancer, if you have sun damage from long-term sun exposure, if you worked out in the sun a lot, if you had a history of sunburns, skin changes that are suspicious for skin cancer, or if you had skin cancer before,
Los Angeles County is expected to pass a proposal that would gradually raise the minimum wage there to $15 an hour. Today's expected passage comes courtesy of a lawmaker who stalled a previous vote on the issue. Supervisor Hilda Solis is now backing the plan to boost the minimum wage in the most populous county in America. A McDonald's manager says, yes, there is a secret menu. The London Daily Mail says the manager of a McDonald's in Scotland has confirmed the rumors of a secret menu. According to the manager, the McDonald's secret menu includes the Monster Mac and the Chicken McGriddle. A spokesman for McDonald's denies that there's a secret menu. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio Weather. I am looking at the temperature right now. It says 64 degrees in Flemington. That sounds pretty bizarre, but that's the indication of how much the humidity has disappeared and dropped out of our area. Clear skies, calm winds. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high near 85. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 58, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, 84, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds. Friday, generally sunny, high around 85. Saturday, sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 88. And partly cloudy skies and 88 on Sunday. What a fabulous forecast for the weekend. Variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms on Monday, the 27th, with a high of 86, chance of rain 60%. The rain is pushed off all the way to the beginning of next week. 70 in Tewksbury, 68 in Lebanon, 72 in Hillsboro, 69 in East Amwell, 68 in Lambertville, 67 in Stockton. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though. Of course, we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. All right, here we are. It is Wednesday, life in the fast lane. Perhaps not for everybody, but you never know. What a great change in the weather. Enjoy it out there. It's much less oppressive. And feeling good when you get out in the morning. Pretty good stuff. All right, it's time for us to check what is going on with Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. See what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. A couple of alerts happening. Let's see what we got. All right, here we go. Congestion on 78 as of 6:54 this morning, Union Township to Franklin Township. County Route Exit 12, County Route 635, Perryville Road to Union Township to Exit 15, 173 Franklin. Delays due to volume. An incident on Cokesbury Road in Tewksbury. Says there's an accident at Old Mine Road. And that just came out at 6:56. So, well, didn't just come out. I guess it's been around for a little while. So, by the way, there's a... Whoops. Easy does it. There's a fire down in New Brunswick that is you might be seeing or seeing the results of. So, be on the lookout for that. A forest fire, a wildfire. And so if you happen to see any type of smoke going on in that particular area, it's about 19 miles away, certainly could be affecting your visibility, and you might be wondering about it. So be on the lookout for all that as well. Okay, so that's Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HunterdonChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi on around 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets yesterday. Green Tuesdays didn't exactly come to be yesterday. We'll find out what happened and see if it's going to be a continuation. Quite honestly, between IBM and Apple, I think that was pretty much the nail in the coffin, so to speak. So we'll find out if that's really the truth, or people were just selling because, hey, we've been at the all-time highs, and it's hard to keep pushing higher with reports like Apple and IBM. So we'll find out all about that. Continuing without beyond that, we have Modern Design is up at 10 o'clock. That's Rich Scuderi. He is part of Maven Hill, and his comes in here and does a show at 10 o'clock where he talks to us using a guest to talk about and highlight modern design, interior designs, options. Very reasonable. And then we'll talk about it a little bit later on. He comes back at 2 o'clock to do more. At 11 is Raising Conscious Kids Radio. That's Kim Pramatic. She loves kids, got kids, and she believes that the kids today are under more pressure than ever before. And to help them, we need to help you. So she'll bring all that information to you, advice and consideration. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is here. She's our therapist. You can listen to her every Wednesday at noon. She gives us advice about relationships, anger management, all the different types of things that might be emotionally or mentally stressing you out. So listen to Ruth to get the best ideas about how to take care of that. Hunter and Young Professionals is on at 1 o'clock. Gina Lentini comes in here and gives us an insight into the 20-somethings who are entrepreneurs today and how they are doing things in business. Modern Design, Design Dilemmas with Rich Scuderi is on at 2 to 3. Rich comes back and he answers phone calls, emails, tweets, Facebook posts, all about how to take care of their own design dilemmas. And Rich, we'll learn about this in just a little bit, but we've been in contact with another person out in Australia that would like to chat with Rich. So we got to pass that on to him. So we are getting international exposure with Modern Design. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy, Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 5, bringing interesting folks on that are part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations firm and becoming public speakers, authors, TV personalities, all being brought to you by Talented People. And then what is going on in real estate? Joe and Tony from Weikert Realtors in Clinton, they come on in at 5 to 6, and they tell us all about the things that we need to know that are affecting our buying and selling of real estate, either residential or commercial. And you'll find out from them, because everything in their mind revolves around real estate, all the different nuances that affect it. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It is all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, our mobile website, our Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to be right back in just a few minutes. We got to do a couple of station IDs, hear a message from our sponsor, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, huntertonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here at Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, it's Boomtown Rats helping me with BrandonLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. It's National Moth Week, Restless Leg Syndrome Education and Awareness Week, National Parenting Gifted Children Week. Kim Pramatic is on today to help us with that. Captive Nations Week, National Independent Retailers Week, National Zookeeper Week, Commie Great Texas Mosquitoes Days is on the 23rd, Hemingway Lookalike Days, World Lumberjack Championships is on the 23rd as well. And for today, it's Casual Pie Day. That's the month of 7. And the day of 22, so you get it, 7/22 is Casual Pie. Fragile X Awareness Day, National Panoush Fudge Day. I don't know what that is. It is Spooners Day, Spoonerisms. That tongue twister that you do where you mix first letters. And it is Rat Catcher's Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunterdon County Democrat reported yesterday on the 20th that Norwis Cap buries a time capsule, celebrates 50 years of history. So, board staff and volunteers of Northwest New Jersey Community Action Partnership, Inc. gathered on Monday, July 20th to bury a piece of history on the grounds of its main office, 350 Marshall Street in Phillipsburg. Known locally as Norwis Cap, July 20, 2015 is the 50th anniversary of its incorporation. The time capsule has photographs, annual reports, and other items that tell the story of the agency during its first 50 years. Mary Lou Snur, board chairperson, said, quote, "This organization has played an incredible role strengthening communities in Northwest New Jersey by implementing its mission to create opportunities that impact poverty." Terry Newhard, agency executive director, said, "This symbolizes our commitment to the community and who we have been. Today we are honoring the past and looking forward to the future. We are celebrating 50 years of service to the community." Newhard thanked the community partners and asked for their continued support. NorwisCap was founded in 1965 as a 501c3 nonprofit community action corporation in New Jersey. It was part of a national movement started by President Johnson to address poverty. More than 1,800 agencies were incorporated during that time, and today there are still about 1,000, with 23 in New Jersey. NorwisCap has provided critical social, economic, and emergency services to the community these past 50 years. In recent years, the programs and services have annually helped over 35,000 New Jersey residents who reside in Hunterdon, Morris, Passaic, Somerset, Sussex, and Warren counties. On Thursday, September 17th, the agency is holding its 50th anniversary celebration at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club in Bedminster. More than 250 NorwisCap's most committed supporters are expected to attend the fundraising event. The funding raised will provide vital support for programs in the six counties served. For more information on NorwisCap or the event, visit norwiscap.org. That's NorwisCap.org, or call them at 908-454-7000, extension 110. We don't hear a lot about NorwisCap because they are more of an umbrella organization, but they help provide some of the food that is available in our food pantries for those that are suffering and can't afford to pay for their own food. So they've come up in the news quite often. In fact, they came up just recently last week when we had a representative, and that was Lou from the Flemington Area Food Pantry, come on and talk about the fundraiser they were doing last Friday, which was Ronstadt's Generations.
Okay.
But Lou mentioned in that particular conversation how they buy food from NorwisCap cash contribution.
Right.
So NorwisCap has been around for 50 years doing a fabulous job and helping all of our local food pantries and obviously all those in need. So great, and congratulations to them. Didn't say when that time capsule was going to be open. I'm assuming another 50 years from now, but we'll see. That is why that's all vitamin C for today. These are our celebrity birthdays from the Oldest Jockey Almanac for today, July 22nd, 2015. Spring Breakers, Selena Gomez is 23 today. Pretty Little Liars, Keegan Allen is 26. The Pit and the Pendulum, Amy Palfrath is 32. You're Next, Sharni Vinson, 32. Edgemont, Sarah Lind is 33. Anchorman 2, the legend continues. Josh Lawson is 34. Clive Standen is 34 from Vikings. Criminal Minds, A.J. Cook is 37. Fashion model, TV reporter, Nina Morid is 39. The Bourne Identity, Franca Potente is 41. Rush Hour 2, Angela Little, 43. Stephen Mangan, 43 from Rush, the movie, not the band. Colin Ferguson from Eureka, he's 43. Tree of Life, Irene Bedard is 48. The Amazing Spider-Man, Rhys Ifans is 48. Jag, Patrick Labrato is 50. Moulin Rouge, John Leguizamo is 51. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Adam Godley, 51. Just Shoot Me, David Spade is 51. Indigo Girls singer Emily Sailors is 52. Tree of Life Joanna Going is 52. Silk Stockings Rob Estes is 52. Once Were Warriors, Rena Owen is 53. R&B singer, songwriter, Keith Sweat is 54. Spider-Man, William Dafoe is 60. My friend Mike, the movie guy, loves him. Guitarist, composer, Al Di Meola is 61. Comedian, actor of Drive, Albert Brooks is 68. Eagles, we heard from them in the morning. Don Henley is 68 today. Lethal Weapon, Danny Glover is 69. Director and screenwriter of Taxi Driver, Paul Schrader, 69. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Nick Brimble, 71. Bobby Sherman is 72. He's saying Little Woman. Tear the Roof Off the Sucker, George Clinton is 74. Alex Trebek, sorry. Mr. Alex Trebek from Jeopardy is 75 today. Wanted. Star Wars Episode 1, Terrence Stamp is 77. R&B singer, Any Day Now, Chuck Jackson is 78. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Louise Fleischer is 81. And Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Orson Bean, 87 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com. To get it on the show to celebrate. All right, there's Keith Sweat. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington News, Weather, and Michelle Heidi up next.
USA Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. The Senate Finance Committee has passed a bill to renew dozens of temporary tax breaks that expired at the start of the year. The bill would extend more than 50 tax breaks through 2016 beyond the upcoming presidential election. The bill would add $95 billion to the budget deficit over the next decade. President Barack Obama is telling comedian Jon Stewart that critics of his Iran deal want him to have sent former Vice President Dick Cheney to the negotiations with the Iranians. Obama is poking fun at opponents of the deal during an appearance on Comedy Central's The Daily Show. He says those critics think if only Cheney had been there, everything would be fine. Obama says Iran is an adversary that is anti-American and anti-Israel, but he says you don't make peace with your friends, further demonstrating his administration's disastrous foreign policy. I'm J.J. Jeffries, USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
It's 8:31, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 67 degrees. Ooh, a heat wave. Clear skies, the humidity has dropped. No precipitation expected today. Calm winds. Mostly sunny today, a high of only 84. Winds northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. A few clouds and a low of 58 tonight, northwest of 5 to 10 miles an hour, and mainly sunny tomorrow, 83, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds. Mostly sunny, 84 on Friday the 24th, sunny and 87 on Saturday, partly cloudy, 87 on Sunday, and then mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms on Monday. It's nice that it waited until the next week. High of 85. Chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in our area: 71 in White House Station, 68 in Lebanon, 69 in Stockton, 71 in Kingwood, 71 in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, we got Michelle Heide on the line from Patton Heide & Associates. And Michelle, what happened?
What happened? Well, what happened was IBM and United Technologies.
Oh, okay.
UTX. We had some lackluster earnings today, Luis. We had IBM down almost 6%. We had United Technologies down about 7%. We also had Verizon missing on their revenue. So tech companies, especially on the Dow, now that, again, if you think of the composition of the Dow, it's much different than it had been even 2 years ago.
Right.
We had a nice little down day on well, across the board, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, and a lot of that had to do, as I mentioned, just mentioned, between IBM and United Technologies. And so even this morning, what happened yesterday is still kind of following through this morning, because after the market closed yesterday, Apple came out, and even though they beat, they had their smallest earnings per share beat in over 2 years. So their stock fell, I think when it first came out, it fell about 8%, and then it fell about 6%, still trading a little bit lower. So there's some pressure going on at Apple. Similar thing with Microsoft. They beat, but overall they had a loss because of the write-down of their Nokia handset division, which I totally forgot that they had had. We also had Yahoo missing on earnings this week. So, people had originally thought the tech sector was doing really well. There was a lot of excitement around it, but now that a lot of the, not a lot, but some of the big earnings, some of the bigger players on the tech side have been a little bit disappointing, especially not just on their earnings, but also on some of the guidance they're giving for the remainder of this year. So that was the big news yesterday and kind of flowing through to today. We have European markets currently lower. We had a bunch of earnings coming out already this morning. We had Coca-Cola beating. We had Boeing beating. We had profit beating for both Tupperware and Whirlpool, but revenue fell short on both of those companies. And then in other corporate news, let's see, it looks like the Department of Justice is approving the AT&T DirecTV merger. We have FedEx just putting in an order to buy 50 freighters from Boeing, which is their largest order in quite some time, so that could be seen as a positive. St. Jude Medical is buying Thoracec, which is one of their smaller rivals, for $3.4 billion, so we're continuing to see various mergers and acquisitions going on in the healthcare sector. And then my favorite news of the day, McDonald's. There is a headline that they may start offering all-day breakfast in October.
How about that?
You and I have talked about McDonald's for quite some time now, as far as, you know, they really need to do something different to try and gain back some more customers, because they just, you know, when there are so many other healthier options out there these days, especially for parents trying to instill healthier eating habits to their children.
Right.
So I don't know if offering breakfast all day is what everyone is looking for, but hey, looks like they may decide to try that in a bunch of different markets.
They keep trying something. I give them credit for that, but they don't get it.
Right, no.
it's the atmosphere and it's the menu.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, so they can still offer their staples, but they need to come up with something that makes people say, I want to go there. And
right.
It's obvious when you go to all these quick service food establishments now. That's
right.
What people are going to. Why are they all popping up? So I don't understand.
Exactly.
You know, their dollars and cents will tell them, but that's pretty much the way the trend has gone at this point. Let's see. What is going on that I had to ask you about? I ironically, a video. I didn't get to watch it yet, but ironically, a video exactly what I asked you yesterday. Why, with all of this turmoil going on, or potential turmoil, is gold down to a 5.5-year low? So, I got to look into that one. And then the world of the Eurozone, it's like whack-a-mole over there. Once we get one fixed, somebody else is complaining. Now they're talking about Britain doesn't want to be involved in it. So, oh, my God. It's what do they have, 26 countries involved in there?
It's like, exactly. Let's just keep moving the spotlight from the next to the next to the next.
Yeah, so we'll go through Britain and find out what's going on with them, and then after we get that solved, I'm sure we'll have to deal with maybe some other name that we haven't heard from in a while. Who knows?
In a while, exactly. Exactly.
So, and how about Warren Buffett? Him and his being way up on coke all the time, and they beat the street. So, good stuff for them.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle, I think it is still a very quiet news day, is it not?
It is, yeah. I mean, other than the continued earnings that are coming in, and there's not a whole lot that's being talked about.
Okay. Oh, I just saw another headline here, BlackBerry. Remember those people?
Oh, boy,
They're buying a messaging alert firm called AtHoc to expand their software base. So, I don't know. It sounds like they might be moving themselves or positioning themselves out of the handset business and trying to be more of the deliverer of information.
Right.
Not sure. Right. Very well. All right, so we got it all together here, Michelle. Thank you so much.
All right.
Looks like a beautiful day. Hopefully you get a chance to enjoy it.
My son's excited. He is overnight at camp tonight. So I said, oh my gosh, of all days to have a camp out with a campfire today, it's definitely a good day for it.
Did you hear the low is going to be 58 tonight? He's going to need a sweatshirt.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent.
Pretty
right.
cool.
Well, I hope he has a good time.
Yeah.
We will talk with you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great day. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle, Tony and Jeannie help with the Something's About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. And they help me with the market update, investment update on Good Morning Hunterdon every morning at 8:30 here on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingBrew.com. Got to take a break. We're going to go traveling. We're going to talk with Diane Lane in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingBrew.com. La la la, la la la. There ain't nothing in this world I couldn't do. La la la, la la la. My dreams would all come true if I had you. I'm just a lonely boy in a great big lonely world. Homestead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homestead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And it's time to go with traveling. I got Diane Lane from D&L Travel on the phone. You know, I have to ask this, Diane, before we get started.
Yes.
D&L. Is that both your initials? Or?
Well, it was when we started our other business, D&L Drilling, it was Del Carlo, which was my maiden name, and Lane, which is my married name.
Okay.
And that's how we stayed with it.
All right. Well, it conveniently works, I guess, both ways, right?
Yes. Yeah, because we've been here 35 years doing D&L well drilling.
All right.
So born and raised in Hunterdon. My husband's born and raised in Somerset. Mm-hmm. And our families knew one another when we were kids.
Wow.
And didn't know it.
And you didn't know it?
No. My husband, his family were big farmers. Matter of fact, where Wegmans is and the Somerset 4-H, that was all their property from Wegmans all the way down to the river.
Wow.
They were big farmers, and his grandfather donated the property to the Somerset 4-H and on Milltown Road, the firehouse, and they sold the property to RCA.
Wow.
Which was originally the original office building that's there in front of Wegmans.
Okay. Yeah, that big one, that four.
Uh-huh.
Four, okay.
There were all the stores, yeah. So my husband was born and raised there, and my aunts and uncles and all of them were in the 4-H and the farming and used to help everybody out.
Amazing.
Farming, and my dad is a small-time farmer from White House, but because of my aunts and uncles, they were all together. They all knew everybody.
Ask a simple question, you get a really amazing answer.
Yeah,
all right.
So it's old history. You know, the family's been around a long time.
Very good. All right, so where are we going?
Well, I know a lot of people are talking. You know, they love the new Pope Francis.
Yep.
And he's coming to New York in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if people understand that you have to be in touch with your church if they want to get any active tickets. They're not being sold publicly at all.
Oh.
They're extremely limited. The archdiocese are distributing tickets to the parishes and other Catholic organizations.
Okay.
So if you're interested in doing that and you know people who want to do this, they should contact their parishes or whoever they know that can be out there and reach out. You know,
okay.
What's going on. But he's going to be here September 24th to the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a huge mass in Madison Square Garden on September 25th.
Okay.
He's visiting also in Philadelphia, and they're having a huge, it's a world meeting of families. It's like an international event.
Mm-hmm.
They have it all the time. But this, and they are having busloads of people going to Philly for that. So, and that's September 26th and 27th. But he's got 40 hours in New York. He's going to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum at the Trade Center. And he's going to Lady Queen of Angels School in East Harlem and the Madison Square Garden. And apparently he's going to do a motorcade with an open-top Jeep down in through New York City.
Okay.
Because like he's going to St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Wow.
And a lot of the hotels are offering deals around the United Nations, Madison Square Garden, Midtown Manhattan attractions if they want to see the Pope. You know, so he gets in on the 24th at JFK, and he's at evening prayer, Vespers at St. Patrick's Cathedral at 6:45 on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday the 25th at 8:30, he's at the United Nations, and he's addressing the United Nations General Assembly. The month of September is the General Assembly for the United Nations. I think that's why they coincided this trip, because when I used to take my mom into Sloan, we would get stuck in horrendous traffic trying to get to the hospital because everything was shut down.
Right.
Because all the dignitaries are coming into New York. So everybody, you know, they got to kind of think about that.
Okay.
You know? You're not only dealing with this UN Security Council members coming in and everybody in tight security, but you got the Pope, too.
Right.
So the 11:30 is this memorial at the museum at the World Trade Center at 4 o'clock. He's visiting the school in East Harlem. And 6 o'clock is the Mass on Friday. So he has a full day at Madison Square Garden. So on the 26th, he's leaving Kennedy at 8:40 in the morning to get to Philly. So it's where it is, you know? It's like, wow. It's going to be a big deal.
He's flying from Kennedy to Philly?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has his own plane.
Well, all right.
So they're going to go far. Just like the president.
It's like an hour.
Up and down, you know.
Wow.
A couple of hours. An hour, he's down in Philly.
Okay. A couple hours. About 15 minutes. Jeez.
You know, hey, we're very populated out here in the world, you know,
yep.
with our traffic.
Okay. So now you were talking about the hotels. Obviously, they need people need to speak to their parishes for the Madison Square Garden event. But
right.
What are the hotels doing? They're just giving you a venue to see them drive by. Is that the
maybe if you want to stay there and see if you and let's say you do get tickets with your parish.
Oh yeah, well sure.
And then you want to stay in. You don't want to be trying to get in the morning. Forget it. It's not going to happen. Like I said, this traffic in New York with the UN security coming in is horrendous. I mean, it used to take us hours just to go a couple of blocks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you can touch the two archdioceses, Trenton and Metuchen, mm-hmm. and see where and other church Catholic organizations, you know, I'm sure there's going to be all denominations going to that man.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be just Catholic.
No, he's got that type of a reach for everybody.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Very cool.
It's the first time, you know, he's coming. So, and he's a Jesuit pontiff. So you have, you know, a lot of things going on.
Hello, everybody. Let's go. Hey, welcome. Wow, that's loud.
Yeah, where's the volume control?
Wow, where's the volume here?
Okay, yeah.
Wow, maybe that's just the feedback.
All right.
Is that better? No, this is very loud.
Do I have a master?
Yeah, you got the master there. Hello, everybody. You are listening to the Tony and Joe. Tony, again, gets his first name. I'm always second on this one. What's up with real estate? Being brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio. My name is Joe Eggert, and next to me is my good buddy,
Tony Page.
Hey, here we are. We are both Weicker real estate agents. We always talk about real estate, but today we have a great, great, great show. We have the two mayors of Clinton Township. Mr. John Higgins. Welcome, John.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And we have the mayor of the town of Clinton, Janice. How do your last name again?
Kovach. It's my husband's name, so you can butcher it.
They've been gracious to come to the studio and take questions. Now, we're going to start off by saying, if you have a question for the mayors, and please call in at 908-237-0410. If they can answer the question, they will. It's your chance to talk about where you live and where we all live and what's going on. So I welcome you all. Tony, I welcome you. You know, I'm going to start off by saying Clinton Township. I've been a resident of Clinton Township 35 years. I love Clinton Township. I go to town of Clinton many, many times. That's where my office is. I think we got two of the greatest towns out in Hunterdon County. I really do.
I think we would agree with you.
I just love it.
It's a great combination.
It's a great combination. We were just saying before the show, I think it's like the hole in a donut, and there's two together, they're Siamese, and we have everything, and it's just a wonderful place.
It's very well policed as well.
Now, speaking about, did you get a ticket again?
Tony no, got I did ticket. Not. I did not.
Okay. We talk about real estate, by the way. That's what the show is about, but we have others. Tony, what's your evaluation of the real estate market in these two towns?
They're two of the warmer markets, without a doubt. You know, the properties are turning over, and it's a sought-after area, like Lambertville, like I was saying before. And, you know, I think it is a credit to the development from previous planning boards and whatever, that you have a cohesive plan that makes it attractive. You know, there's a shortage of parking the town, you know, because like some budding restaurateurs have wanted to set up, and we know that you're only allowed takeout unless you've got sufficient parking to meet the reg, which is smart, you know, and of course the township. So, no, I like it, and like you have some great things there, the Black Potato Festival.
Just finished up.
The duck races, and it's such a picturesque little spot, you know, like the Red Mill, you know, and the backdrop there, and yeah.
So we have two of the greatest towns out in Hunterdon County. We have the mayors here, and I'm going to kick it off with one right now.
Wow.
I'm going to start
off. Why don't we let them introduce each other first and what their interests are?
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Higgins.
John Higgins, a very short-term rookie mayor, 6 months now.
About 6 months.
Yeah, and we're very busy. Things going on in Annandale, which we can elaborate on further, mm-hmm. down in the village. We were our petition for conformance to the RMP for Highlands.